Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Football Sunday with Rashad and Joe, brought to you by Grillworks Supply Company on Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
So we got our Super Bowl matchup locked up a week ago. I was watching one of the games on the course. That was the Chiefs-Ravens game while I was golfing. And then got the Lions 49ers game in the second half. And yeah, people are pissed that we're getting Chiefs 49ers again. People are pissed that we're getting the Chiefs for a completely different reason. And I just have to say, I think we need to not be pissed at them. We need to be pissed at the Ravens and the Lions.
Like 100%. 1,000%.
Like the Ravens.
That was a mess.
They had the formula laid out in front of them, and they just completely overthought the situation. Like, hey, I know their run defense sucks, and we have one of the best run offenses, but how about we try and pass the ball a bunch of times and try and catch them off guard? Yes, I know that they have the number one pass defense, but hey, let's give it a shot here, guys. Let's win this with Lamar. And you saw early, they were flustering him. They were getting in the pocket, making him run 10, 15 yards back, trying to then scramble and make a throw downfield and that he couldn't make and try and get a pick up a few yards scramble. And it wasn't happening. And they just still kept trying to do it throughout the rest of the game. And hell, it was 17-7. Now, granted, it was 17-7, and they were right there about to punch the ball in and score a touchdown, and then it fumbles on the 1 yard line. So that that's a 17-14 game right there that we almost missed out on. But yeah, I look at the Ravens, it's like, dude, what are you guys doing? And then you look at the Lions, you're up 24-7, and say what you want about Dan Campbell going for it on fourth down. Like, I understand that you kick that field goal in the third quarter, you go up 27-7, and you have a 3-possession lead at that point in a playoff game. Like, that's a big deal. And maybe the momentum stays in your favor also at that point, rather than you go for it on fourth and two, then 49ers get the ball, score, fumble, score again. Like, everything that could go wrong did go wrong for the Lions in that second half. But again, that's where I look at both those teams and be like, you guys effed up. Like, you had your chance to win or put yourself in a better position to at least be competitive in this game, and you blew it. Like, Ravens-Lions is what everybody wanted to see, I feel like. And yeah, then,
which will let you instantly tell you that that's not what's going to happen.
Right, exactly.
If that's what people want to see, let's give them the opposite. That's what the NFL does.
So again, I know people are not happy with the Super Bowl matchup because we wanted the Ravens-Lions, but I think at this point, we're a week past it. Accept it.
Well,
and you got to accept the fact that the Ravens and the 49ers and Chiefs, they stepped up and won this game because of them making plays, but also because of the other teams effing up a bunch.
So you're right. What we wanted was Ravens and Lions. What we knew would happen is 49ers and Chiefs.
Well, we've been talking about it for a couple weeks. Like, man, if the Chiefs make this run, and they ended up doing it.
The Chiefs not only, excuse me.
I think I'm getting the black lung pop.
Black lung. If the Chiefs have been on this amazing run, really, since like the last maybe 4 weeks of the season, 3-4 weeks of the season. And then they've been like this team of destiny almost. Taylor Swift came in and gave them a huge shot in the arm. She's been the opposite. She was the opposite of what Jessica Simpson was. She's been the opposite of what whoever A-Rod was dating, you know, was. Like,
I'd love to have the image of Taylor Swift in the locker room. Like, you guys want this? You want to get this job? I woke up feeling the cheesiest coach.
Yeah, I can imagine just her doing that. But since she's been there, let's just be real, it's been a different team. They're playing with a different type of swagger. And I know we wanted the Ravens to win. I think we're tired of, we get fatigued by teams. We want to see them win that first win, man, good for you. You win two, man, great for you. After you get there four times, you're kind of like, okay, Steph Curry, we're tired of it. Don't want to see you anymore. Steph went from the most loved player in the league.
Brady.
To Brady, when they first won, was like, okay, love Tom Brady. Good job. Like, I mean, he's just the game manager. By number four, it's like, okay, bro, don't need to see you in the Super Bowl anymore. Don't want to see you in the Super Bowl anymore. And I guess that's normal. Even with the Bulls and Jordan and them, like by the time they got there, it was like, yeah, we're kind of tired of seeing this team play every single year. But what can you do? The Chiefs, if they make this run, this will be their greatest accomplishment. This Super Bowl run right here, never playing a home game, all the games on the road.
Besides the Dolphins one, but
besides the Dolphins undefeated season.
But still
season.
Playing the back-to-back away games and Patrick Mahomes' first away games in the playoff. Yeah, I hear you.
Travis Kelce has been awesome every game. Just continues to be great. Andy Reid is still Andy Reid, but that defense stepped up in a way of the second half that, okay, we weren't used to seeing Kansas City come with fire like that, you know, as with the blitz. And I was like, okay, Kansas City, they really put pressure on Lamar to make him use his arms and to make him try to use his legs even more than he usually does. But it wasn't to be. I think the better team won. In the case of the Lions,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
San Francisco, how many times have I said this on this show? If they don't win the Super Bowl, it's nobody's fault but theirs. They're just not good enough. That's just kind of how I feel about San Francisco.
Well, hell,
everything is in place
they,
for them.
The fact that they got there makes me a little bit like, all right, thank God. Because if they would have lost the Packers, the Lions would be like, you guys, what the hell,
I don't ever want to hear the two words bang, bang ever again from 49er fans if they don't win the Super Bowl this year. There's no good reason for them not to win. They've got somebody, a friend of mine, put on his Facebook that, or not the quote that was it Cam had about Purdy? He said Purdy is the 10th best guy on his team. Yeah. The cool part is Cam's not wrong. Purdy is probably the 5th best guy or 10th best guy on that team because that team is loaded everywhere. everywhere, man. Their defensive linemen, their linebackers, their corners and safeties. They're obviously all their skill players on
wide
offense.
Wide outs, like, tight end, running
what
back.
What do you do? Offensive linemen? Like, yes, that's not a diss. Like, that's saying that your team is that stacked to where he doesn't have to do much. There were so many times that Brock Purdy just found himself like, so, yeah, of course I'm going to run. Look at all this space right here.
Yeah,
like,
he had nearly, what was it, 50 rushing yards in that second half alone.
So many open holes.
They don't win that game without him scrambling.
Oh, shoot. And, look at
he's not a runner.
No, he's not. But look at all this open space that they've given me. I'm taking off. And that's exactly what he did. And so this was more, I blame more Dan Campbell for your great coach, your great motivator. We see that you finally got this team to this to this part of the season, this precipice almost. The fact that you don't go for the field goal twice. Like, I have this thing, man. Don't be the same fool twice. Like,
fool me once, shame on you.
And you win that game. Seriously, you win that game if you take that first field goal. Like, and then they have to onside, get it back, and potentially get another field goal or touchdown to make. You win that game. Like you said, three possession game, Joe, at that point.
27-7 if they kick that one at the beginning of the third quarter. And again, just and momentum, I feel like, is a little bit different. 49ers aren't getting the ball back on their whatever.
This is Dan Campbell's
like
balls being too big. This is his balls being way too big.
Wheelbarrows like, can't contain them.
Randy Marsh-esque.
Mind you,
can't even fit into the weed store.
The one thing people say is like, well, this is who the Lions have been all year. This is who the Lions have been all year. Well, now it's time to smarten up. Because during the year, you have a game again next Sunday or next Thursday or whenever the case is. There is no tomorrow in this situation. Win or go home. So why wouldn't you take that field goal against this team? You're not playing, I don't know, Jacksonville, or you're not playing the Steelers. Like, against this team that can take the ball away from you and make something happen, yes, you kick those field goals and take those points.
All right, let me chime in, though. Is that how you, just in general, I don't think that's how any team coaches with a 17-point lead, right? Especially Dan Campbell with his cojones, but that's the biggest lead ever in a championship game that's been surpassed, I think, twice. That was the second time that that's happened, and you really look at who you're facing. It's the San Francisco 49ers and their prolific offense. Would anybody have questioned if Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs came back from 17 down? No, because Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs have done it.
That's what they do.
Over and over and over again. So are we going to lambaste Dan Campbell for doing this, or is this just a situation where, guess what, in the wrong moment, their defense just didn't show up? And this is just Detroit, because the Ravens, it seems like both of their sides of the ball didn't show up. They were trying to lose. As soon as they get a successful play, Zay Flowers, he immediately does something stupid and gets them a personal foul, like taunting penalty.
I saw that he just got fined for that like the other day too, and I was like, ooh, that's rubbing some salt.
Good
salt and lemon in the wound.
You should feel bad about that. Like, yeah. Come on, bro. Like, you, that's, I mean, there's some things, and I'll say this also about the Lions. I think it's a team who's never been there, clearly, never been anywhere close to there, and they were up 17 and thought that this game was over. They came out from the second half, and they were flat as soon as they started, because in their minds, in their young minds, in their loser-esque, you know, mentality that they've had for forever being the Lions, this game is over. We're going to the Super Bowl. We're up 17 right now. They can't do anything on offense. They're dropping pat. This game is over. We're going to the Super Bowl.
There is something about poetic justice there, like the penalty that Zay Flowers had pushing on Snead. Like, and then taunting on him, and then Snead forcing the fumble on Zay Flowers at the 1 yard line in that game. Like, again, that is almost like the football gods, like,
literally.
You know, all right, congrats on that 50 yard play. Here's the penalty, but just be careful.
Well,
be careful. I would hold on to that ball later in the game if I were you, Zay.
Credit to the Chiefs, of course, for, you put it great, Rashad, for just making it tough for Lamar to even throw the ball. It seemed like a second and a half or two every single time Lamar was back to throw. The Chiefs were already in the backfield.
Right,
it was insane. So credit to their front line. They've got like almost 40 sacks between the four of them. I get it. But then it will... To this day, I never understand the Zay Flowers thing will go down, as well as any other penalty that you grab right after a big play when you're marching down the field. Like, where the hell is your head at? Where are you? Like, are you watching a different game to where you don't understand? Hey, just get up, act like you've been there before, get to the end zone. You haven't even scored yet, and you're already taunting.
They haven't been there before, and I think that's the issue. And I think that's the big issue with both the Lions and the Ravens is up until... 2 weeks ago, Lamar Jackson was essentially Kirk Cousins in the playoffs. Like, the record just showed that you're not that good, you know, when you're here. So, no, they haven't been there before. Like, they've never been there before. And so, and then you look at the Ravens, excuse me, the 49ers and the Chiefs are two teams that have been there before and are familiar with what that moment was would really mean. And so I'm not super surprised. Again, not the playoff that we, not the Super Bowl we wanted, but the one that I figured we all knew that we would
Immature get. Immature millionaires.
Well, and to draw just a playoff comparison, that's why you don't see guys fighting in NHL playoffs. Because they don't want to be on the bench for 5 minutes or in the penalty box. Like, you need all your horses here. So don't make dumb mistakes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.